Twice before he has to take a rest, the Balky Man. Oh, the Balky Man can.
Bartokomus.
The Balky Man can, cause he wets it with his tongue to make the stamp stay on.
Bartokomus, where is Mr. Glover's mail?
I'm proud to say that the mail for the new executive vice president was delivered first thing this morning by sincerely yours.
Oh, darn it! I wanted to deliver Mr. Glover's mail myself. Never mind. I'll send him a gift. Oh, he'll like that. Something classy. I wonder if Bambi's available.
I'm sure it is. I returned my copy this morning.
It's kind of fun watching Gorpley grovel.
Well, I think we've all been a little nervous ever since Mr. Wainwright gave Glover carte blanche to reorganize the newspaper.
Question, cousin. Why would Mr. Wainwright give him carte blanche when more businesses worldwide accept Visa and MasterCard?
Now, Balky, carte blanche means Glover can make any changes he wants to, and that includes hiring and firing.
Well, at least I can rest easy. When your advice column is syndicated in over 800 newspapers, you don't have to worry about your job.
Well, I got rid of some of the dead wood in advertising, Mr. Wainwright.
That's him. That's Mr. Glover.
And there's a bright young reporter in the financial department, Craig Howard, who should have his own column, if that's all right with you, sir.
Whatever you think's best, Glover. If you can do for us what you did for the St. Louis Examiner, I'll be a happy man.
You can count on it, Mr. Wainwright. You just enjoy your week at the publisher's conference.
Have a nice trip, Mr. Wainwright.
Thank you, Appleton.
Appleton.
Appleton. Oh, so you wrote the article on corruption in the sanitation department.
Good job. Thank you, Mr. Glover. Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Wainwright, if you run into Rupert Murdoch at the conference, be sure and tell him Lydia Markham says hello. We're old friends.
Oh, so you are Lydia Markham. I wanted to talk to you about your readers.
Oh, my, yes. There are a lot of them, aren't there?
Yes. But unfortunately, they're all over 40. We're trying to appeal to a younger crowd now, Lydia, and you're not helping. Be in my office at 2.
Miss Lydia, are you okay? You want to sit down?
Sit down? To sit down. If I don't start writing about pimples, petting, and puberty, I'm history.
Cousin, Miss Lydia seemed really upset.
Yeah, upset, too bad. Did you hear what Glover said about my article?
Balky, this could be it. I know Craig Howard in financial. I'm twice the writer he is, and he's getting his own column.
Maybe you'll get 2 columns.
Balky, the point is, if Glover's moved him up, I can't be far behind.
Cousin, maybe your ship has finally hit the fan.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're still here. I wanted to talk to you about a promotion. I've created a new department here called Editorial Services, and I think the most qualified person to head up that department is you.
Thank you, sir.
Not you. I was talking to him. Congratulations, Bartokomus. You're an executive.
You're fired. Mr. Glover give you such a big office?
Because he had to. It's the only place they could fit my giant humongous desk.
Have you seen his desk, Larry?
No, I was busy working all day at my little desk in the... in the giant humongous basement.
Tell me about the chair again, Balky.
Well, it's a rolling chair, and it's just like Cozy Larry's, only it has all its wheels, and it's covered with leather.
Well, before we get into fabrics, does anybody want some more coffee?
Oh, no, no thanks.
Well, I'll make some anyway, because I want to be alert when we discuss the carpeting.
Oh, the carpeting! I'm pretty sure it's an Anso Fortran nylon, and did I mention it's wear dated?
Larry, is Belky's promotion bothering you?
Well, I just don't get it. I mean, this morning he was working in the mailroom, and this afternoon he's got a huge office on the executive floor.
Well, maybe you're a little jealous of Balky.
Oh, Jennifer, please, please. I mean, do you think I'd be jealous of Balky just because he has his own office?
Well, I...
deep pile carpeting and a huge desk?
Larry, I just felt that there
and
was
a window that looks out over the Chicago skyline so he can sit in his Corinthian leather chair and enjoy the sunset. I mean, you think that would make me jealous?
Yes.
Okay, you're right. But I am not going to let any petty jealousy stop me from being happy for my best friend.
You know, I think powerful men are very sexy.
You do?
I do.
Balky, buddy. I just want you to know that no one is happier for you than I am.
Oh, thank you,
now,
cousin.
You're a very hard worker, and if anybody deserves a break, you do.
Oh, cousin, thank you. Listen, I know I don't need to say this, but I want you to know that my new executive lifestyle is not going to change our friendship in any way.
I know that. And to celebrate your promotion, I'd like to take you to lunch tomorrow.
Tomorrow's no good for me.
There's a Mr. Appleton here to see you.
Cousin Larry! Oh, I'm so glad you come to visit me.
Well, my pleasure. Interesting outfit.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to dress for excess.
Well, you're succeeding. But, Balky, this place is incredible.
Oh, thank you, cousin. You come, look at this, look at this. They are so generous, they give me a refrigerator and a microwave. I'm conducting an experiment to see how fast I can boil water and then freeze it. My personal best is 18 minutes.
Well, I guess the 15-minute barrier is right around the corner.
And cousin, as if all of this weren't enough, look at this. Look at this. They gave me my very own salad maker.
Balky, that's a paper shredder.
A paper salad? Interesting concept. I guess with a light vinaigrette and some croutons, why not?
Well, sounds tasty, but actually, I'm here on business. Mr. Glover assigned me to interview you for the newspaper.
Get out of the city!
No, he wants me to trace what he calls your meteoric rise from the mailroom to the head of editorial services.
Well, why don't we step on over here to what I like to call my sitting down and talking area and get up close and personal.
Great. Maybe you could tell me what the head of editorial services does on a typical day.
Oh, so many things. I just don't know where to begin. I'm as busy as a mosquito in a nudist colony. I'll go read you from my book.
Oh.
1 o'clock, get my picture taken. 2 o'clock, get my picture taken. 3 o'clock, get my picture taken.
Now, is that all you do? Get your picture taken?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. 3:30, meet with Cousin Larry. But we better wrap this up quick, because at 4 o'clock, I've got to get my picture taken.
Mr. Bartolomus.
Mr. Glover!
Mr. Bartolomus, some members of the Chamber of Commerce are outside. Would you mind having your picture taken?
Would I mind? Does Miss Meepos have a mustache? I'll be right back.
Mr. Glover, I'm glad you're here. I'm having a little trouble with this assignment. Maybe you can clear some things up for me.
I'd be happy to.
What exactly does the head of editorial services do?
Well, he's a liaison between editorial operations and management, providing a vital source of input to reduce friction and enhance efficiency.
Well, and how precisely does Balky do that?
Well, in a variety of ways, by networking within the infrastructure and interfacing with the private sector.
Sorry, Mr. Glover, but that sounds like a lot of double talk for somebody who's got no job at all.
Okay, Appleton. Okay. Let me clear something up for you. Have you ever heard of a government program called American Dream?
Well, sure. It's a training program for immigrants. Helps them acquire the skills necessary to advance in the business community.
That's the one. Well, I promoted Bartolomus as a part of that program.
As far as I can tell, you're not training Balky to do anything.
It's a waste of time. No, it's much easier to have you write an article that makes it look like I trained him.
Well, Mr. Glover, what you're doing is tokenism. I can't write a story to help you do that.
Well, okay, if you can't write it, well, I can find someone else who can while you look for another job. Think about it.
Jennifer, it's just not right. What Glover has done is take a valuable program that helps people who could use a break and turned it into a meaningless showcase.
Larry, you have to tell Balky what's happening.
Well, I've tried to every day this week, but he's so happy. I just hate to burst his bubble.
Well, maybe he's not as happy as you think he is.
I am the happiest figure in the entire solar plexus!
And again, what do I know? I have to go. I'll see you later.
Jennifer, we don't see enough of each other anymore. Have your people call my people and we'll do lunch?
I'll do that. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Balky, it seems you're really happy with your new job.
Oh, come on, cousin, get real. I'm living the life of Pat Riley. How could I not be happy? I mean, how could I not be happy?
I guess you got everything.
I sure do. So how could I not be happy?
Balky, you mean you're not happy?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
I don't know. I know I should be. I know I've got everything a Meepiot could wish for, but send these babies.
What? What?
Something's missing.
Dude, something's missing. Get Balky. What's missing is a real job.
But I have a real job. I'm head of editorial services.
And what exactly does the head of editorial services do?
I don't know. Every time I ask Mr. Glover what my job is, I get my picture taken. I'm beginning to feel like the Christy Brinkley of the Chronicle.
Well, Balky, I'm afraid that's exactly what you are.
I am? Oh, cousin, I hope they don't have a swimsuit issue.
No, Balky, what I mean is, Glover has created this job so it'll look like the Chronicle is complying with a government program that helps immigrants. But there really is no job at all. It's a fake, a sham, and you're just a puppet in Glover's sleazy scheme.
Oh, cousin, that is the best news I've heard since they brought back the monsters.
It is?
Yes. I thought that everyone knew what my job was but me. Now I can quit this sleazy puppet show and go back to the mailroom.
No, Balky. If you do that, Glover will just replace you with somebody else.
But that won't solve the problem.
No, it won't. What we have to do is find a way to get rid of Glover so the program will work the way it's supposed to.
How we do that?
Well, I think if we give Glover enough rope, he just might hang himself.
I'd prefer non-violence.
Appleton, I've just gotten off the plane. I've got jet lag and I've eaten airline food. What is so important that I come here before I go to my office?
Mr. Wainwright, we thought you might be interested in some of the changes Mr. Glover has made. So I'd like you to meet the new head of editorial services.
Fine, have him call me. We'll have lunch.
Mr. Wainwright, it's me, Balky Bartholomeus.
You? Well, I'm sure Glover knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, but we thought you should know what he's doing.
Mr. Glover's on his way up.
Okay. Mr. Wainwright, there's no time to explain, but what Glover is doing is wrong, and you're the only person with the power to stop him.
So we were wondering if you'd mind very much hiding under the desk.
What?
Well, I know it's a strange request, but it's the only way we can prove our case against Glover.
You want me to get under the desk?
Yes, sir. If I'm wrong, you can fire me.
That's a given.
Mr. Glover's here.
Okay.
I don't believe I'm doing this.
Appleton! They told me I would find you here. This is not the article I told you to write. Now you do it over and you do it my way.
Well, I just told the truth about the way you're implementing the American Dream program. And I merely pointed out that Balky isn't getting the real opportunities that the program is designed to give.
Oh, well, why don't we ask Balky about that? Balky, are you unhappy in your new position here?
Well, I'm not one to complain, but all I do is get my picture taken. I'm starting to get flashbulb burn.
Mr. Glover, doesn't the program have something to do with training immigrants?
Oh, sure. Sure, I could train him, but then he'd go to lunch and I'd have to train him again.
Forgive me, Mr. Glover. I'm just a poor, ignorant immigrant. English is not my mother's tongue. But are you saying you never had any intention of giving me anything to do?
No, you're doing something, Bartholomeus. You're taking a job away from a real American who deserves it.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that if a person is not born here, then he has no right to work here.
No. You foreigners can work here, but the good jobs should go to real Americans. Now, am I talking too fast for you?
Mr. Glover, you may have been born in America, but you're not much of an American. You're too small and narrow-minded to know the meaning of the word.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you know the meaning of these words. You're fired.
I'll do the firing around here.
Mr. Wainwright, how was your trip, sir?
Save it, Glover. Clean out your desk.
Clean out my desk? I'm doing a great job here. Your costs are down. Your circulation is up.
There are more important things than lower cost and higher circulation. I'm not firing you because you're doing a bad job. I'm firing you because you're a bigot, and there's no room in the Chronicle for bigots.
Mr. Glover, I know you're not wild about government programs, but you might want to look into unemployment.
Goodbye, Mr. Glover.
Mr. Glover, on your way out, you can have Maria validate your parking.
That was a gutsy thing you two did.
Well, we know our way around guts, Mr. Wainwright. I don't know if you've ever made sausage from scratch, Falcon. But you have to get right out in there.
Falcon. Mr. Wainwright is saying we're brave.
And I still want you to be part of the American Dream program, Balky.
Does that mean I have to stay in this job?
Not at all. I'm sending you back to the mailroom for the time being. But, Appleton, I want you to take Bartokomus under your wing and train him. Show him what it's like to be an investigative reporter.
My pleasure, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Wainwright.
Keep up the good work, boys.
Balky, did you hear that? You are going to get a chance to become a real reporter.
Cause now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy.
Die, 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 die.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm Ted Koppel. Later on Nightline, a new era may be dawning in U.S.-Nicaraguan relations, and former President Jimmy Carter may play a key role. He joins us tonight.
Monday, MacIver takes a plunge into the war on drugs. Then she lost her little girl to the streets. Now she'll do anything to get her back. Jane Alexander, John Stamos, and Something About Amelia's Roxana Zal star in Daughter of the Streets on the Monday Night Movie. Now stay tuned for Just the Ten of Us.